As anyone can tell you who has ever spent a week or several curled in a sniveling fetal position, there is no cure for the common cold. But scientists at Stanford and the University of California, San Francisco, may be on track to developing one. A study published in the journal Nature Microbiology this month describes a protein that rhinoviruses, like those that cause colds, use to replicate themselves inside human cells. And the scientists showed that by knocking out that protein, they could stop the virus in its tracks. Jonathan Diep was the lead author on the study. He joins us now. Hi there.
Hi, Robin. Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you for doing this. I get colds a lot. And so it sounds like, yay, we're going to knock out the protein and this will be over. But there's work to be done. Let's back up and explain. These viruses use a combination of their own proteins and proteins found in the host cell, if I've got this right, to replicate.
Yes.
You were able to stop that process in some human cells and in living mice. So how'd you do that?
Yes. So we identified this protein that was important for these viruses to essentially survive when they infect our cells. The way we did that was we use a new genome engineering technique called CRISPR-Cas9 to genetically delete that protein from human cells and mice so that they no longer produce that protein. And what we found was those cells and mice were completely resistant to infection. Mm. So essentially, get rid of the protein, get rid of the virus.
Well, did I hear CRISPR being used in there?
That is correct.
Well, and you know, some people worry about this, you know, tampering with nature. Is there a downside to disabling this protein?
Yes, that's a very good point. We still do not fully understand what this protein does for our cells. What we showed was when we delete this protein, we're resistant to virus infection. We still do not have a mechanistic understanding of what are the other consequences of deleting this protein. Yeah. And that's something that we need to figure out still and understand.
Well, so as you're doing that, why is this so hard? We have a vaccine for the flu, also caused by viruses. Why is the common cold so hard to cure?
Yeah, so a major hurdle has been there are more than 160 different kinds of this virus that we know of. And is this huge diversity that has been a major barrier to really finding that elusive magic bullet that will target all of the viruses. So the strategies that we took was, what about the other side of the equation? What about the human cells or the host cells that the virus infects? And what is it that it needs from those cells in order to survive?
Yeah. What other questions do you, I mean, what a fascinating thing to take up a study of the thing that might be so small in the world of health issues but can be so big, you know, it affects so many people. What else fascinates you about the cold?
Yeah, and what fascinates me about viruses in general, I think these viruses are so efficient at doing what they do. Their entire genome basically is very small, and they only need that in order to cause such devastating diseases, not only for the common cold, but you look at other viruses that have plagued human beings. And they're so small with such small genomes, yet they can cause such big diseases. And is that efficiency in nature, which really just fascinates me. It's just why I got interested in studying how do they do their damage and what are ways that we can prevent that to find a cure for humans.
Dr. Jonathan Diep, lead author on a study published this month in the journal Nature Microbiology, will link you, finding clues to curing the common cold. Dr. Diep, thank you so much.
Thank you, Robin, for having me.